Siddhartha Madhava Kunyavi Yasodhanandana Raja Janadan Jana Jamunatira Panachari Jamunatira Panachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 oh. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bom, Hari Krishna. So, my dear everyone, good. Thank you very much. Damodar Prasad. Damodar Prasad, richtig? Kann ich dich vielleicht bitten, ich bräuchte noch für meine Operation heute Morgen den ersten Kanto und dann die Bhagavad Gita, beides in der englischen Sprache. Und ich sehe hier so ein kleines adrettes Tischlein, das könnte man benutzen. Wow, Ananda Chaitanya ist hier, von Russland. Hare Krishna. Хорошо. Damodar Prasad, can someone tell me where is it? Twambhakti Yoga Park.
3911.
3911, ja. Aha. Ja. Yes, this is a very good verse. I'm just finding two more verses and then I'm ready. One moment. 1, 6, Und jetzt noch 3,35. Hat jemand von euch bitte eine leere Seite, die er mir kurz geben kann? Also die werd ich ihm nicht zurückgeben können, weil ich die als... Oder irgend sowas. Es geht um, dass man sich das... Hare Krishna, Haribo. Lesezettel. 47. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit slow, I know. That's what happens when you become overworked. Gut. Irgendjemand? Hare Krishna. Guten Morgen. Madan Mohan. Oh, James, also. Hare Krishna, everyone. Ja, irgend so. Es geht darum, mehr so ein Lesezeichen, danke. Ja. We have some very important subject matter. Yeah, Hare Krishna. We are ready now. First of all, good morning to everyone. It's very nice that you could come this Sunday morning, giving up brother sleep very determinedly. This is very nice to see. I want to also welcome Raj Mohan, and Ananda Chaitanya has also come. Very nice, very nice. It's very nice if we come together to listen to the wisdom of the Bhagavatam and see how to apply it to our lives. I want to talk today about the path of authenticity. I thought to talk today to devotees, in the morning class, to you who are practicing Krishna consciousness, and I will approach this same subject matter in the class, the Sunday feast, to our Sunday guests. I think it is a very important subject matter to find our own true path. That is a great project, and especially in Krishna consciousness, where we enter and have so many perhaps rules and expectations. It's also important to find our own true path in Krishna consciousness, first of all in general, but then in Krishna consciousness. And it's not always easy, as you know. There may be expectations of others and of the devotees in us, or expectations which we have in ourselves, and it may be very painful for us if we feel we have to disappoint our own expectations in us and the expectations of others. We need to see, therefore, what is right for us, what gives us strength. And this is what it's about. I do hope that it's not too early for you to think philosophically. Many of us are not like the temple devotees who are getting up very early, and on Sunday this may be after a long week and so on. But please listen carefully, and I hope to have some good questions from all of you. So let us see. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We will read today, this morning, one of my favorite verses of the Bhagavatam, which points out what is the process of Krishna consciousness. This is very often quoted, and perhaps you've heard it many times. So please join me. We will go a little faster. Tvam Bhakti Yoga.
Tvam Bhakti Yoga.
Paribhavita Krit Saroja.
Paribhavita Krit Saroja.
Aseshu Dekshita Pato.
Aseshu Dekshita Pato.
Nanunata Pungsam.
Nanunata Pungsam.
Yad Yadiyata.
Yad Yadiyata.
Urugaya Vibhavayanti.
Urugaya Vibhavayanti.
Tatadvapu Pranayase.
Tatadvapu Pranayase.
Sadanugrahaya.
Sadanugrahaya.
Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja.
Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja.
Aseshu Dekshita Pato Nanunata Pungsam.
Aseshu Dekshita Pato Nanunata Pungsam.
Yad Yati Yata Urugaya Vibhavayanti.
Yad Yati
Yata Urugaya Vibhavayanti. Tatadvapu Pranayase Sadanugrahaya. Tatadvapu Pranayase Sadanugrahaya. Would someone else please chant?
Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja.
Svambhakti Yoga Parivarita Ritsaroja. Aseshu Tekshita Pato Yannanata Punsa. Yadhyadhyata Urukaya Vibhaga Yanti.
Yes, thank you. Maybe a Vaishnavi, if possible.
Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsaroja.
Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsaroja.
Aseshu Tekshita Patho Nanunata Pumsa.
Aseshu Tekshita Patho Nanunata Pumsa.
Yat Yat Kriyayata Urugaya Vibhavayanti.
Yat Yat Kriyayata Urugaya Vibhavayanti.
Tattarvabhu Pranayase Sadanugrahaya.
Tattarvabhu Pranayase Sadanugrahaya.
Thank you very much. Unto you, Bhakti Yoga, in devotional service, Paribhavita, being 100% engaged, Rit of the heart, Saroje, on the lotus, Ase, you reside. Shutakshita, seen through the ear. Interesting, no? To see through the ear. This is a new concept for some of us. Pataha, the path. Nanu, now. Nata, O my Lord, Pungsam, of the devotees, Yat Yat, whichever, Diya, by meditating, Te, your, Urugaya, O multi-glorious, Vivavayanti, they specifically think of Tatat, the very same, Vapuhu, transcendent form, Pranayase, do you manifest, Satanugrahaya, to show your costless mercy. Good. So this is now the translation. Please listen attentively. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing. Oh, you hear about Krishna, and as you hear about Krishna, you can see Krishna. Thus, let me prove to you. I'm saying now a word for you. I guarantee you, if you're proper Hare Krishna, you will have an image. Pizza with olives and capers. Can you see something?
Yes.
See? Because you're attached. So if you are attached to Krishna, you will see him through the ears. You just hear about his pastimes and boom, he's there. So your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing. And thus their hearts become cleansed and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Now there is a very long purport, and I know from my experience when we hear such long purports, it's very difficult to focus. It sometimes really helps to have a computer and on the screen the text. So I will read only one big paragraph as the purport. This means you can very easily concentrate. It is very easy for you. Just the statement here that the Lord manifests himself before the devotee in the form in which the devotee likes to worship him indicates that the Lord becomes subordinate to the desire of the devotee, so much so that he manifests his particular form as the devotee demands. This demand of the devotee is satisfied by the Lord because he is pliable. Pliable is something like submissive in terms of the transcendental loving service of the devotee. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Who of you, without looking at their mobile telephones, knows a verse where Krishna says that he responds to the devotee according to his mood of surrender? Yes. Yeyatamang papadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. Fantastic. Prabhupada does not give the translation here, but it means the Lord looks actually in the heart, into the heart of the devotees, and according to the surrender he rewards himself. And this means in this context that he reveals a particular eternal form to the Lord. We should note, however, that the Lord is never the order supplier of the devotees, not like a konoba, a waiter in the restaurant. You can't just order him, hey, come and bring me fresh salad. This is not here. This only works if a devotee has bhakti in his heart. Here Prabhupada says, in this verse, it is particularly mentioned, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita. This indicates the efficiency achieved through execution of mature devotional service or prema, love of Godhead. This state of prema is achieved by the gradual process of development from faith to love. On faith, one associates with bona fide devotees, and by such association one can become engaged in bona fide devotional service, which includes proper initiation and the execution of the primary devotional duties prescribed in the revealed scriptures. This is clearly indicated herein by the word shutekshita. The Shrutekshita path is to hear from bona fide devotees who are conversant with Vedic wisdom, free from mundane sentiment. By this bona fide hearing process, the neophyte devotee becomes cleansed of all material rubbish. Wow, that's a British word. And thus he becomes attached to one of the many transcendental forms of the Lord, as described in the Vedas. To what form of God are you attached, if I may ask you? I will ask this. This should be kept a little secret. It's for you. Let me just answer this question for myself. Yes, yes, I have some feeling for some. So, this attachment to the devotee to a particular form of the Lord is due to natural inclination. See, you already have a natural leaning towards Krishna. It is deep within your heart. It is, for most of the conditioned soul, it's covered like an archaeological artifact. Is covered by layers of earth, but it's there. It's in the ground. So in the same way, your natural inclination is there. And Prabhupada says, this attachment for a particular form of the Lord is called Svarupa Siddhi. It's a perfection, which is a spiritual perfection. The Lord sits on the lotus heart of the devotee. He's there in the heart. In the eternal form, the pure devotee desires, you know, where his inclination is. And thus the Lord does not part from the devotee. He's always with the devotee. Good. This is some, it's a very nice purport, and we can actually profit very greatly by reading it in our free time when we have a few minutes throughout the day. You might make a note in your notebook, and this is really something you don't want to miss in your Krishna conscious reading and understanding. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Dhaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskajyade Sadarine. Yes. So this tells us that we all are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore, but Krishna is a big subject matter. There's Krishna in Vrindavan, there's Krishna in Mathura and Dwaraka, there's Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, there's Lord Nrsingadev, there's the many manifestations of the Lord, and each one of us has already sitting on the lotus of their heart a particular inclination to a particular form of the Lord. Some of us could be bhaktas, eternal devotees of Lord Govinda in Vrindavan, whereas others could be, you know, devotees who feel great attraction to the Lord of Dwaraka. Perhaps we have some Ram Bhaktas amongst us. Perhaps we have also some Nrsinga Bhaktas. And a few of you are non-devotees also, who just stumbled into the temple and will leave after some time. This is statistics. So, but by and large, the majority is a devotee here of Krishna, with some inclination. So this inclination becomes clear to you as you continue to hear of Krishna from the revealed scriptures and from devotees. This will cleanse the heart from the layers of coverings of material energy. And then at one time you will actually see you like to hear about Krishna in a particular form. I know that already here in Zurich there are some devotees who like to, who to prefer to hear about Krishna as he manifests his pastime in Vrindavan, and this may well indicate their eternal relationship. Prabhupada writes such or like this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you have an attachment to hear some particular pastimes, this can very well indicate that there may be devotees also here who are devotees of Radharani. It is well possible. So we all get in the beginning the let us say general process of devotional service. They usually find themselves in this Panchanga Bhakti, and we practice this in a general way, and as we practice it in a general way and become more purified by hearing and serving, this particular attachment to Krishna which is with us becomes clear, and then we will hear in a specific way and practice in a more specific way. If we are devotees, if we are not, we are not interested on this, in this way. That is also possible and fine, because some of us start our process just from the very beginning. But I want to just lay out that your authentic or individual path becomes clear as you move, as you become more purified. Now it's very, very, very interesting to understand that most of the devotees are interested in an authentic path which is not relating to these subjects which I have addressed, you know, that what is our specific relationship for Krishna. But most of the devotees, at least which I, this is what I have found out, are more interested in what should I do with my life now, the way I am now. And Krishna addresses this this type of authenticity in the Bhagavad Gita. It's very, very interesting to note that Krishna addresses two ways of authentic life in the Bhagavad Gita. This is clear when you see that in the Bhagavad Gita there are two verses which are repeated twice. I heard from one devotee there are three verses. Then I asked him, can you show me? And he said no. Then I thought, okay, that's two verses then. One is relating to your Sanatana Dharma, your eternal relationship with Krishna, and how to develop this. And I know this is not so interesting to most of the devotees, but the other set of two verses are interesting, are relating to the Swadharma. What are you meant to do now? Now, in my lecture, I will address the two types of dharmas just to catch everyone in the room. But let us now go to the majority of interest. No, this is the two sets of verses which deal with your Swadharma, your Dharma, your own Dharma as you are now in this particular body, as a man, as a woman, as a Serbian nationality holder, or as a German passport holder. You know, we talk about this. Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Parada. No, Svadhamo viguna paradama svanushtitat svadharme nidanam shreya paradharmo bayavaha. It means, it is far better to discharge one's own dharma, even though faultily, than another's dharma perfectly. Even if you are destroyed in the course of performing your own dharma, it is much better than engaging in another's dharma, because following another's dharma is dangerous. So you need to find out what you should do here. For instance, a Brahmana, Prabhupada says, who is in the mode of goodness, his dharma is to be non-violent. He studies the scriptures, he preaches, whereas a Kshatriya who's in the mode of passion is allowed to be violent, and this we see often in managers, no? They should be kind, but they have to make tough decisions where some will be very, some will not like it, no? When the manager says, you are not qualified to stay in the temple, you need to find yourself a job, I can see this, then it may hurt our earlier expectations, but if we are not suited for this monk life, it is better we find our path. Krishna again, you see, these are very dynamic subjects. Again, Krishna talks about this. It's almost the same words. Let me just see where are the difference. Svadharma. In the second time, in the first verse about Dharma, he says, even if you fail in practicing the Dharma, it is better to still stay on your track than going on the track of someone else. Here he makes he says something else. Here he says, if you follow your own dharma, you will never be affected by bad karma. But the first two lines is the same, no? Sheyan svadharma viguna paradharma svanushtitat svabhava niyatam karma kuvangnapnoti kilbisham. It is better to engage in one's own dharma, even though one may perform it imperfectly, than to accept another's dharma and perform it perfectly. That's the same, no? But now he says, dharma which is prescribed according to one's nature is never affected by sinful reactions. Yes? If you want to read these two verses in your own reading time, it's 9:34 and 18:65. I repeat, 9:34 and 18:65. Let's summarize. It is important to find out what is your dharma now in this human life and follow it. And even if there are mistakes in following it, you should not jump and imitate someone else because you think that gives better results. No, it's better to stick to your path, because there will be no bad karma if you do what is meant for you not to do. This is what Krishna speaks about dharma. Now, this is a very difficult in modern society for people to understand, because modern society gives you certain rewards when you are in a certain way, but if you are not like this, you will be criticized and so on. Everyone wants to be a model, you know, look very attractive, but it may not be for them. Or everyone may want to go to the university and be very learned, get good jobs, but it may be better for them to do something simple like growing vegetables and so on. But because our society rewards certain positions more than others, people go for these positions and live an inauthentic, unhappy life. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Even in our movement, every brahmachari wants to be a sannyasi or a guru or a GBC, but because that's whoa. But it may be better to be a dishwasher in the kitchen. I'm just putting, you know, I want you to think a little bit. There is a statement, I heard this first from Keshava Maharaj, who's from Mark Twain, an author in America. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Why do you think do people sometimes not follow their path? What is the reason why they cannot do this? Fear of failure could be very good. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they won't trust the material gains.
I could not.
Because they want quick.
Quick results. Quick results. Yes. Yes. We had this in our community. The devotees invested in these shady investments where you promise you give us the promise give us your money and we will double it in so and so many months. Be careful of this. And then the companies who promised this ran away with our devotees' money. That has happened. We want so quick results. We do not like to work for our results in a Yes? Anyone?
You will get more attention.
You might get more, you will get more attention, no? Yes, when I'm sannyasi, everyone gives me maha sweets. We don't know who we are and what makes us happy. Correct. Yes. I have met one person who had a nervous breakdown, and was very disturbed in their lives because the parents wanted her to become a doctor. And she was afraid to disappoint the expectations of the parents. But listen to this, she felt so much inclination to be a violinist. And the parents said, violinist, what do you earn as a violinist? No? I've seen this in various cultures. In Indian society, everyone should either be a dentist or an accountant, and there's nothing else. The cultural expectations, no? Fear of being judged is also there. And sometimes we are afraid to follow what we really like to do because we are afraid of our inner demons. If I go the path which is maybe I will exploit it and will become a you know, it's like this. There are many reasons, and therefore, to be yourself in the world which constantly tries to make you something else is a great accomplishment. Yes. So, as cultural society, cultural expectation, the society, the group of people with whom we are now in the Hare Krishna movement, you know, there are certain expectations. What is good behavior? What is not good? For instance, I remember in the early times when we were a missionary movement, Grihasthas were looked down upon like anything. Oh, you are simply interested in this one thing in which the materialists are also attracted, you know, and brahmacharis would try it, no, devotees would try to remain a brahmachari until the very end, you know, yes. You know, and then I remember I was always I had joined a little early. Yes, so they would come with tears in their eyes. We have to now disappoint you. We cannot remain brahmacharis. I remember many things like this. Cultural expectations, no, very very strong, and it which were there. But as Krishna says, to follow the path of someone else, that which is not meant for you, is dangerous. It is dangerous. You could have a very, very great problems if you suppress your svadharma, that is your nature, body and mind nature. No, you could be. Could be very conflicted after some time. Very, as he says, someone who follows his nature, even if he makes mistakes, it is not a problem, because dharma, you know, your purpose, that's what you have to find. And once you find it, you are protected. Dharma protects you, even from the results of mistakes, no? Even from sinful reactions. This is a very, very different thought system than the modern society and even what we find in our movement at many times, no? So, how do we then find our Svadharma? I will give you now three tips, and it is here where you might like to listen very attentively. First of all, you must know that there are two types of dharma which you have to find. What are the two types of dharma? Svadharma, no, the how you are now, keeping in mind your particular body and mind, you know. And then what is the second type of dharma? Perfect. Sanatana. This relates to your eternal being. If you just situate yourself in one, for 80% it is very dangerous. It is difficult. When you are just hunting after your material dharma and totally ignore your spiritual dharma, you will remain unhappy. Why? Because you are a soul in the body. If you only try to practice your Sanatana Dharma, you might, what Prabhupada describes, end up in a position where you are weak to struggle, to fight Maya. the illusory energy. No? Therefore, ideally, a devotee should situate himself in his Swadharma and the Sanatan Dharma. You know, if, let me give you an example. If someone who is not meant to be a Grihastha, let us turn it around, enters the Grihastha ashram because his friend also did it and he got a letter by one Brahmacharini, you know. If he would do this, but he is meant to be a Brahmachari, he would suffer like a dog in his Grihastha ashram, and he would really, really, really lose it all, his Sanatana Dharma, his spirituality. He would just end up quarreling, divorcing, and so on, because it's not meant for him, this path. No? We see this also a lot in our society. I want to now speak a little bit for Brahmachari ashram. It's so boring to speak only for one ashram. We have to be balanced, no? So therefore, but let us say there is someone who comes to the movement, and after some time he feels unwell because he has not found out what is his path, what is the proper situation for him. It will be very difficult to follow his Sanatana Dharma. Have you seen that? Devotees are trying to be something they are not, and then they lose everything, Sanatana Dharma. Now, I have seen this very often, and it is not very encouraging, the list of successes there. So therefore, you need both. One leg is Svadharma, the other is Sanatana Dharma. Only if you belong to the 20% of very rare souls is it not important to find your physical and mental situation, because you are a surrendered soul and this is your life. But that is very rare, very rare. It can be done for some time, but not for all the time, for most of us. So here is the three process, here is three things, to recommendations to find your Svadharma, and one recommendation to find your Sanatana Dharma. Are you still with me? Is it interesting? Is it boring? Can you?
No.
Relevant?
Yes.
Relevant.
Yes.
Good. Yes. We don't want to waste our time. No, I don't want to waste your time. And yes. So, the first recommendation is, you need to sit with yourself and get to know who you are. You need to avoid, in modern language, spiritual bypassing. That you say, I'm a spiritually advanced soul, I just don't need to care about what is my Svadharma. See how what is your nature. No, I have seen many devotees who have gone through this process. They have spoken with their gurus about this and gotten good recommendation from them. They have tried different things, and then they found a good way for them. Some have, you know, found out, well, I like to sing, really. Perhaps I'm a singer. So they have taken voice training, they have learned the instruments, and they are now well established as kirtaniyas who travel all over the world and spread Krishna consciousness through this. There are others who have found out, you know, no, I'm a temple devotee. I like this very structured life. It gives me orientation in my life. This is and others have seen. Now I feel it's good for me to get a job where I can help others. So they have become teachers in school systems and so on and so forth. Practice Krishna consciousness. Svadharma, sit with yourself and get to know who you are. Avoid spiritual bypassing where in the name of some ideal, spiritual ideal, you do not face the truth about what you can do. Then second, after finding this, be confident in what you are. You can't be someone else, you know. Instead of pretending to be someone you are not, honestly use your talents to please Krishna. I, for instance, had to learn this heavy lesson. I like to, you know, I come from such a family, we like to speak about everything and give advices on every subject matter. My father was a big one on this. So I have seen when it comes to management decisions, don't ask Sachidananda Swami. I don't have this ability. I was not born with it. I tried to develop it because there was a time when managers in ISKCON were highly regarded and I wanted to also be one of those. But no, I'm a simple man. I can dance. I can perhaps sing a little, not very good, but a little. And I can also speak about Krishna consciousness. And at least in the past, I have there are so many people who became inspired. So yes, I should be satisfied with this and not try to be a manager. When I was young, the devotees wanted to make me a GBC, and at that time, that was more than God. and I for a moment, I was tempted, but then I thought, oh, no, this would be the ruin of the poor people who will be under me. I better don't do this. No. Third point. Try to be a little bit brave and try new things until you really found what fits. I have seen the reason why we lose so many devotees in our temples is because they just don't feel satisfied with the life they have. No? Watch also for signs that Krishna gives you through others and through your life in the world. No? And this will help you to do your svadharma, to do some justice to your svadharma. But perhaps more important than what you have heard so far is Sanatana Dharma. It is in Kali Yuga not so easy to find the perfect situation because we live in a troubled time. if you can be spiritually satisfied in your life, then this deep spiritual satisfaction might be the higher taste of which Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, and then your this other thing is not there. So give good attention to your Sanatana Dharma. There is a very, very nice verse which I want to read to you in the end, and then I open the forum for questions. Suta uvacha,
Suta uvacha,
evam sambhashya Bhagavan
Narado
vasavisutam amantra vinam ranayan Yajo Yadrichiko Munihi. This verse describes Narada Muni, who is free, is absolutely self-realized, to wander to any place of his choice. And in the purport, Prabhupada, it's a famous purport, speaks about this freedom which a soul who is surrendered to Krishna and who follows Sanatana Dharma has. Suta Goswami said, thus Narada Muni spoke to Vyasadeva, and then he took leave of him, vibrating on his Veena instrument. He left to wander at his free will. Purport. Every living being is anxious for full freedom, because that is his transcendental nature. Does this resonate with you? Full freedom, because this is the transcendental nature. We are meant like this. And this freedom is obtained only through the transcendental service of the Lord. Sanatana Dharma. Illusioned by the external energy, everyone thinks he is free, but actually, he is bound up by the laws of nature. A conditioned soul cannot freely move from one place to another, even with a Swiss passport. A conditioned soul cannot freely move from one place to another, even on this earth, and what to speak of one planet to another. But a full-fledged free soul, that is so wonderful in this use of language, but a full-fledged, also vollkommen ausgestattete, freie Seele, like Narada, such a person who's always engaged in chanting the Lord's glory, is free to move not only on earth, but also in any part of the universe, as well as in any part of the spiritual sky. We can just imagine the extent and unlimitedness of his freedom, which is as good as that of the Supreme Lord. Summary. Every soul wants to be free from any constriction and bondage which this world extends or applies on us. And this freedom, Prabhupada says, is possible when the soul meets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the idea of the movement for Krishna consciousness. It's an association which is meant to help us surrender unto the Lord through the transparent medium of the spiritual master to attain complete freedom of life. I read this again so that you know in which movement you are and you can make decisions. Did I have the right choice? Did I make the right choice? To surrender unto the Lord through the transparent medium of the spiritual master is to attain complete freedom of life. Hare Krishna. So this is the path of Sanatana Dharma, and how to execute this is explained by Lord Sri Krishna in the Gita. You have to first, everything starts in the mind. You have to start to think more of Krishna, or at least a little bit of Krishna every day, and increase your thinking of Krishna more and more and more. You have to do that as a devotee, not as an antagonist of Krishna, like Kamsa or Shishupal, and so on. And then, my dear devotees, as you think more of Krishna, you will want to serve him. Oh, he's so wonderful. And you want to worship him and you want to bow down to him. These four things are there. If you want to read the exact part of this, it is 934 and 1865. Can I repeat this to you? 934 and 1865. I read you one of these verses. Please repeat after me. Man mana bhava mat bhakto. Majaji mang namaskuru. Mami vaisyasi satyam te. Pratijane priyosi me. Always think of me. Become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage. Homage means like obeisances unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. So, conclusion of this lecture is, my dear devotees, two paths where you can be authentic. First is Svadharma, how you are here with the body and the mind to find what is best, what is your purpose, what suits you, and not imitate someone else. And the other is to be, because you're not the body, to be authentic as a spiritual soul who wants to think of the Lord, of whom he is a part, no? And who wants to serve the Lord and to worship him and offer obeisances to him. So my personal recommendation, and this is after seeing, after being in the movement, this is now some personal word, is like this. Because the soul survives the body doesn't survive the soul, soul things are most important. So try to situate yourself in your spiritual path of, you need to think of Krishna, you need to do some service. In our mission needs servants like anything, but then also you need to to stand on your two on another leg, that is to situate yourself according to how your body and mind is made. That is will make it very easy, and Prabhupada came to this conclusion. Also, he writes that there was one sannyasi had totally disappointed him and gone in another direction. Then Prabhupada said, wrote this famous purport where he, let me remember, where he said, to fight against Maya, it is better to be in one's own situation. And here he speaks of Svadharma, and he gives the analogy of the fight of Gajendra against the crocodile. Because the Gajendra was not in his element, he was in the lake when he fought. Therefore he became weak and weaker and weaker. So you need to be in this svadharmic natural element, then you have more chances to be strong. But since we are spiritualists, at least most of us, in the movement, I would say, this is a movement for spiritual people, the emphasis should be on spiritual life, no? Sanatan Dharma. If you would be a materialist, you would put emphasis on your material situation, because you would believe then I can attain the goal of life. But a spiritualist thinks this is an illusion. No? Hare Krishna. But I have seen many devotees are so starved for knowing the Svadharma that for some time they look very much like religious materialists. They believe in Krishna, yes, the belief is still there, but they want to make Krishna part of their world. They do not think it's wise to join Krishna in his world. So, good. Be yourself. Every other position is already taken. Not yours. Some clever words. Trying. Hare Krishna. Any questions? On the subject, I saw Vrindavan Chanta first. See, here everyone talks. If I would only, this question, if only talking about Krishna, no interest. Good. Vrindavan Chanda. Yes.
My question is related to Svadharma.
Yeah, of course.
This is the duty of the spiritual master to help his disciples to find their Svadharma, or should the disciple approach for this program others?
There is one purport where Srila Prabhupada says the spiritual master knows the psychophysical nature of the disciple. And this means Svadharma. Prabhupada wrote this purport when he was the only spiritual master. And I think in the modern reality, it is a few people should be helping us to find our Svadharma. It is said that in Kali Yuga, the best way is to ask five brahmanas. You know, a majority of people, these brahmanas or devotees, these are devotees who are with a person on the ground, so to say. Sometimes the spiritual master in modern day ISKCON may be very far and may not know all the details. It is good to ask also experts. I see a time coming in ISKCON where there will be expert devotees who are coaches in this, because it will be necessary. There are already some devotees who know this. They have studied psychology, and they're good devotees. They can help. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question is, in a context where there are not so many people and the disciples live directly with the guru can very often help and say that, I notice you have inclinations or talents in this way, no? But when he's so far away, he may be instructing on spiritual things. Nowadays, this is the course I see in ISKCON. Our gurus are over demanded. There's so many disciples they have, so they will say, please ask me about spiritual questions, Sanatan Dharma. And they may also be most expert in this. And they will refer devotees, they will say, you please discuss this with the devotees in your temple and whom you trust and so on. And I always say, ask five who are intelligent and mature. No, intelligent, mature. I can imagine you who has lived a life where you knew your Svadharma. You were a teacher, and I think it was a role that suited you, isn't it? You were quite quite. I remember seeing you in the beginning. You looked like someone who was very satisfied in life, and now you wanted to know what is more. And you came to Krishna consciousness, and then as you became older, now I think you must be around, perhaps coming close to 70, isn't it? 74, above 70. Now you have gone through your Svadharma, you have one child or a few child?
Three,
yes. And now you are ready to do mostly do Sanatana Dharma. And perhaps you should be one of those who can give devotees advices, because you know these things. You are now an elderly person. Yes, I saw Swaru Damodar Prasad.
Thank you so much. Thank you. From what I understood in the Vedic context, usually when a child goes to the Gurukul, the Guru can observe the child from young and determine the Dharma. And in our case, we grow up differently, and we kind of, everybody has to find out on his own. And in my experience, that means one is trying something, and mm-hmm. then when it doesn't work, we change.
Yes.
And connected to this verse you quoted from the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, even if you perform your duty and there is some fault, it's mm-hmm. okay.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we know that when we act in a way which is not our dharma, it will be seen by some discrepancies. So how can we understand that this is just some fault that comes with the dharma, or this is some fault which indicates that this is actually not my dharma?
Yeah, wonderful. You have a very intelligent question. Yes. See, in this world, even someone who's well situated in Svadharma, there will be faults. It is a world where it's difficult, you know. There is this, there's two forces always at work. The covering force, avaranatmika shakti of Maya, and then the pulling force. It is called the prakshepatmika shakti of Maya. They are always working. It's like gravitation, you know. So there will be some mistakes in following Dharma, but this doesn't mean we should give up our path. That's the idea here. Now Damodar Prasad has asked the question, when do we know that this is the unavoidable mistakes, or that I'm just not in my dharma, and therefore I make blunders after blunders after blunders, you know. I'm a simple person when it comes to these practical questions. If something repeatedly, again and again and again comes up, then you should take it serious and ask, perhaps I'm not on the right path. If you again and again run against the wall, it could mean there is a wall. I'm sorry to speak. This is how they speak in Hamburg, you know. And it's not, you need to go now in another direction. Yeah. The emphasis is on repeatedly. No? Hare Krishna. I saw many hands, yes. I saw Astor, you were so, I mean, I could not recognize you, and you were so brilliant in that drama. Ooh, I was afraid. I almost wanted to run away. He was Kamsa. Yes, Astor.
I also have a question on Svadharma. As you mentioned, society and kind of also our parents, and they push us, they want to see us in a certain way, and we might follow this and have an education and then become someone which we might or not.
Yeah.
So what if you realize at a certain point of time that you're not in your Svadharma, but already you may be Grihastha, build up a family, have children, and cannot change from, you know, say, okay, now I have a job, I have to make money, I have to maintain my family, but I'm not an accountant, I'm not a doctor, I'm more an artist, and you cannot change your Svadharma from today to tomorrow. What would you recommend to someone in such a position?
Yeah. This is often described in the Mahabharata. There are there are situations on the level of Dharma which are, I forgot the Sanskrit word, but I know the German word, dharmische Zwickmühlen. You know, you move, whatever you do, there is some problem, you know. You must know, Dharma stands on three legs. We have discussed two legs now, but the third leg, and this is the Loka Dharma, or some translated, sometimes it's also said, the Manushya Dharma, is ethical conduct. And there are a few ethical rules which can never, ever be given up. Everyone universally must follow this. The highest ethical rule is ahimsa, on not hurting any living being. You can hurt a living being physically, like the meat eaters are hurting. It's a grave problem, you know. Our society, means Western society, overlooks this, but this is the one thing which is absolute. It's the highest dharma on this level, on this Manushya Dharma, is not hurting. Only the animals who have food, you know, the tiger has goats, that he's not hurting. But when he touches human beings, the human being has the right to kill him. And in your particular question, what to do when you find out you are not a Grihastha, but you are Grihastha and children, you have to find a solution, because until the children are free to go, children suffer when parents divorce. Maybe there are situations of soft divorces where the children don't suffer, but hard divorces are always, it's the children who suffer the most. So therefore, some form of having a good, taking care of the children is required. Because ahimsa paro dharma, the highest dharma on this level is non-hurting. See how beautiful our Vedic culture is. No? So it immediately makes sense. No, we should not hurt others while we're here. That is not allowed. So you have to keep that intact and then see how to solve this other dilemma. Here, Dharma dilemmas. They are called Dharma dilemmas in English, but there is a Sanskrit word. Yes. Ja, ist das gut? Wie? Ihr habt das Sanskrit Wort gefunden? Oder ihr sucht es?
Dharma Sanskrit.
Ja, ja.
Sankat.
Dharma Sankat.
Sankat.
Yeah. You are sure?
Yes.
Sankat, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw Banu Nandini has a question, or where? Madan Mohan first, yes, okay. Once again, I want to learn this is Sankat.
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 Sankat is a situation when you are in trouble.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Very good. Yes.
Thank you for this very relevant lecture.
I have a question about Svadharma.
First, a practical question. I wrote down the same verses on Svadharma as well as Sanatana Dharma, the 934 and 1865. I must have made a mistake.
Yeah, let me see. I also felt I'd said something wrong. Svadharma is 334. Thank you for pointing out. 335. I made a mistake. 335 plus 1847. I repeat, 335 plus 1847. And it's very interesting. They start with the first four lines, first two lines are exactly identical, and then a slightly different perspective is offered in the last two lines. And the Sanatana Dharma is 934, I think, and 18, what is it?
65.
Exactly. Thank you for pointing. I also felt maybe I looked at the wrong, due to tiredness, at the wrong thing. So, thank you. Yes, second?
Then a question regarding children. I've experienced now with one of my children, that had multi-talents, and it was very difficult for her. And then at the same time, I see the school system very early wants to have choices from the children. Would you like to go the academic or the artistic way? Would you like to go in which branch you want to go? And I felt, at least for Sundari, it was rather early to decide where she wants to go. And do you have an advice there, how to guide our children correctly in this?
Perhaps let us turn this question to James, who is a talented educator. Should we change the school system or what?
I think we need to adapt the school system for sure, because I think the system forces young people to make choices very early on in their lives. I think there's an interesting point that as the world is engaging with artificial intelligence more and more, some of the functions and jobs that we have in the future won't be needed to be carried out by humans. So the system is trying to create, I think, second class robots rather than first class humans. And so perhaps we need to emphasize some of the qualities of how we want to engage in the world, as you said, Ahimsa, for example, and the roles that people will play will manifest as we develop those qualities, because some of the jobs in the future won't need to be done by us anymore.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, so approach it like this. What qualities does a real human being have to cultivate? Don't speak of so that he is human, and then that's an interesting perspective. Madan Mohan, I really don't know any Shastra on this. I only know that in the old times, in our tradition, I found the ideal model, that is, that children would be with in the Gurukula, and we would be observed, and then would be given suggestions from that side. But this is not our present reality any longer. And yeah, we pay. I have one other I have just a personal suggestion. I saw this in London in our temples. What devotees who have gone through the educational system, because we have no other system intact, so we can't take our children out of the present school systems because there is no satisfying alternative to this. At least, yeah, there are few. Mayapur, I think they have school, but they also train the same way, you know, the secular system. Otherwise, we couldn't have our own schools. So what could be done is, when the schooling system is over, then devotee children could perhaps travel for a month, for a year, and go to temples where they learn the Sanatana Dharma way of life, and then with the benefits that spiritual practice gives, that is some distance, they could perhaps see better what they are suited for. In old times, you would call this travel, this we would say it's an out time, outside, but in old times you would call this a sabbatical. Yeah? And in London, we advise our Pandava Senas, when they have gone through the school system, to now have those who are inclined, before they enter the workforce, to go and travel to different temples and then be benefited by the advantage of you know, spiritual consciousness. That is a suggestion, but now it's too late for your daughter. She is grown up and she is a wonderful person. It worked in her case. Krishna protected her, and perhaps the prayers of his father and mother protected her also. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah? Bhanu Nandini? Oh, yeah, this is a good question. Is there still time? Well, this is a good question.
On Sunday, we have no time.
No time? Yeah? No time restriction. Okay.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. My question is related to Sanatana Dharma.
Yeah.
So, in the purport which you quoted, of the verse that should be read today, Srila Prabhupada said, the attachment of the devotee to a particular form of the Lord is due to natural inclination.
Yeah.
So, if we follow this little attraction that we have for a certain form of the Lord, and we read those type of pastimes and pray and so on, but we, for instance, don't feel an attraction to other pastimes, let's say Dwaraka pastimes, or do we still need to study them and read them? Because we wish to understand the Lord as He is in fullness, or yes?
I would like to answer this with a similar answer on which was already given. When repeatedly over a good period of years, good means substantial, you feel more inclined towards one pastime and one setting, then you will become ekanta. But I would not. I would do this after a few years, because you don't. You can't always trust your mind. This is in the fifth canto. Even a liberated soul will not trust. Will not leave the cage open when he has just caught a bird. So if you have caught the mind, you have to watch him a little, otherwise he will run somewhere. What you, however, do, listen to this, when you hear, when your Ishta Devata is more clear, the Lord of your heart, you see him everywhere. So you don't become disrespectful somewhere. Oh, this is my Krishna. He's in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he only goes barefoot. Perhaps he sometimes likes to have shoes on, and then he is in Dwaraka, you know, like this. In other words, see the Lord everywhere. The Rupa Goswami quotes one, and maybe his own verse, but it appears in Padyavali. Padyavali is a collection of poems, and some of them are, many of them are not his own poems. He quotes previous authors, and there is one very beautiful story. Little child Krishna cannot sleep, and Mother Yashoda comes and tells him good night stories. So there was a king called Rama. Says Krishna, he's already half his, you know, getting there, you know. And he was married after breaking a bow to the daughter of Janaka Maharaj called Sita. Says little Krishna. And then he was banished into the forest. Then the ten-headed Ravan came and stole Mother Sita. As baby Krishna heard this, he jumped up in his bed and screamed, "Bring me my bow, Lakshman! Bring me my bow!" So it is. He is Rama. This is the idea, and he has. It is his pastime only in the forest of Dandakaranya. So this is how a Krishna Bhakta will see. A Ram Bhakta will see differently, but a Krishna Bhakta will see his worshipable Lord everywhere. Lord is wonderful. Good. So I will end here because although we have no time restriction on this, but we have many other things to do today. Damodar Prasad has some idea what we will do. I only know many wonderful things are on the program. So I will end here. Do you want to invite them? They all know. Yes. So I thank you very much. I wish you all the best. Walk on two legs. No, Svadharma, Sanatan Dharma, and behave ethically correct, and you will be in the most wonderful situation. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. You might like to come to the Sunday class and will hear the same subject addressed in a totally different way. Yes, we have a wonderful philosophy. So many things are there. Hare Krishna.
Sri Prabhupada ki jai.